Greetings, friends and enemies. It's going to be a little rough because, of course, the train is coming. And it's early in the morning, just woke up. I got to get this done. Didn't get the podcast recorded over the weekend because the weather was fantastic. Oh, just fantastic. There's no way I was going to do this. I was outside. It was great. Anyhow, we got to talk a little bit more about the MGTOW virgin toe thing. Because as I often do, I had revelations after recording the podcast, right? I do the podcast, I talk about all this stuff, I think about it, I finish. And 10 minutes later, it's like, you know, here's what I should have said. Here's how to explain this, yada, yada. Yeah, you guys know the drill. So we're going back to Anarchy Moment 201 that came out on the 15th of October, in the year of our Lord and Savior, the Trump and Fuhrer 2018. Where the guy wrote in with the MGTOW video wanting to know, does it make sense, yada, yada, yada. And since then, he's come back and he left a comment over on the podcast, the website, brain function, work with me, brain. I told you guys this is going to be rough. Okay, there's going to be a lot of wisdom. You want to take some notes, but you're going to have to sort through some crap to get to it. He wrote, "Thank you for the response, Mr. Great One. I was confused because I don't intend to have children, yet I'm being pressured into finding a wife by my conservative friends and family. I've decided that I won't do it because it's just way too risky, but at the same time, I'll take your advice on women. I'll keep dating. Who knows? Maybe I'll find a cute, busty blonde that doesn't have baby rabies." It is possible. Unlikely, but possible. Okay, look. Let's review the virgin toe worldview and how the virgin toe worldview is the same as the feminist worldview. Okay, as I wrote in the notes here, the femistatist cannot stop thinking about all the men who want to rape or kill her. We've talked about this late. Oh my God. So there's this YouTube chick, a bit of Brit. Excuse me. There's going to be a lot of that. And, I mean, she's slightly fuckable. She's okay. I wouldn't kick her out of bed. And thus, I subscribed to her many years ago when I subscribed to people on YouTube because I wanted to fuck them. I'm over it. I haven't watched any of her videos lately because I don't care anymore because she's just a conservative thought. But I saw she had this latest one out about something about it's dangerous for boys or something. So anyhow, I open the video to see what the hell's going on. And Brit is critiquing. So apparently there's some little blonde girl who could be attractive if she had hair instead of had her head shaved off with a ukulele singing a song about how dangerous the world is. And it's this list. It's her with strumming her ukulele. And talking about all the things she can't do, right? She can't wear a miniskirt, and she can't go outside, and she can't answer the door in her pajamas, and I don't remember other stuff. It's just all the things she can't do. Because if she does any of these things, men will rape her and kill her. And this is the worldview of someone who should be dead. Hey, when you spend every moment of your life just walking around thinking about how every man on the planet Earth wants to rape you and kill you. Okay, that's what femistatists do. And once again, we all know why they do this. It's not because they're in the slightest amount of danger. It's because they want attention. This is how women... Okay, let's back up in case that your first time here or something. Okay, a woman who is not receiving attention does not exist. Women are like Schrodinger's cat. The cat, you put the cat in the box, you close the box. Is the cat dead or alive? Nobody knows. It's in an indeterminate state. Nobody knows if the cat is dead or alive unless you open the box and observe the cat. Okay? Women are neither dead nor alive unless they are being observed. If a woman is not receiving attention, she does not exist. Some of you think I'm speaking metaphorically. I am not. From a woman's perspective, if she is not receiving attention, this is the biggest fucking crisis in her life. And thus we have 3.5 billion women seeking attention. And their main competitors for attention are other women. This is why women hate other women, because women need attention to survive. Men only, because that's where they, well, actually they want attention from other women as well. But they want attention from men and they want attention from other women. And their competition for that attention is other women. That's why women hate other women. So when you come on YouTube and you're singing your little song with your fucking ukulele about how you can't answer the door in your pajamas because you're going to get raped and murdered, you're in no danger of getting raped and murdered. You're just attention whoring. Okay, so that's the femistatist worldview, is to walk around in this delusional world where you think, and it's not just, okay, so it's not just I want the attention, you know, all these men want to kill me and rape me, but it's also this whole thing of, well, not only, but it's, hold on, the great one's trying to get his brain under control because the brain is going faster than the brain is moving at the speed of Clary, okay, the mouth is not up to that, the mouth, God, if I could just find a way, if we could just dump what's in my brain into the podcast. Oh. All women, in addition to wanting attention, want to think they are desirable. Right? You'll get men who will recognize that they are not a catch, right? You got men, they'll be, well, yeah, I can't really get a girlfriend. I don't have enough money. And that may or may not be true, okay? Just fucking bear with me. Men will have this attitude. Men will say, well, you know, I'm really overweight. Why would any girl want to date me? Men will look at themselves because, again, men, not all men, all right? Not saying that. Soy boys and feminine, never going to talk about you. Men, real men, look at themselves. They have self-awareness, which women don't have. So again, that's not a metaphor, okay? Women do not have self-awareness. Women have no idea that they exist. They do not have self-awareness. They do not look at themselves and evaluate what they see. It's never occurred to a woman, like when a problem happens in a woman's life, right? It never looks at them. It never looks at them. It never occurs to them to look at themselves and see what they contribute, okay? Feminized men do the same thing. For example, here's something going on right now. At Weyland-Yutani, Dallas, so we have a gig coming up. We had to order some equipment. The equipment comes from China. China's on the other side of the planet Earth. Dallas, the owner of Weyland-Yutani, like, hey, Dallas, we need this stuff. We better get it ordered. Okay. We better get it ordered. Yeah. Hey, we better order this shit. Okay. Hey, it's 3 weeks away. Can we order this shit? China, other side of planet. You know, right? 2 weeks away. Hey, are we going to order this? We finally. And then it takes days to get the shit ordered because, well, we got to go to the bank and do a wire transfer. A wire transfer? I'm sorry. A what? A wire transfer? Is this 1837? What the fuck is a wire transfer? Has anyone heard of the internet? Are we familiar with, Bitcoin, PayPal, anything? You have to go to the bank. And then, of course, he finally decides to order the shit on Friday when the bank is closed. Can we go to the bank on Saturday during the brief moment the bank is open to do the wire transfer? Oh, no, of course not, because we have to go fuck with our goddamn horses. I'm sorry, our wife's horses, right? And then Sunday, then Monday, we got to fuck. So, you know, we got to sit here and wait on the wire transfer, which can only be done physically at the bank, because apparently we're in 1837 and we don't have the internet or credit cards or Bitcoin or PayPal. And so now the shit from China may or may not get here in time. So Dallas sends this nasty email to the people in China going, hey, you know, you fucked us over and blah. And it's like, hold on, Dallas. I've been telling you for 2 fucking months we need to do this. You're the one who sat on it until the last possible fucking minute. And does he have the slightest amount of self-awareness to see what he contributed to the problem? No, because he is as fucking feminized as a man can be. I mean, of all the men I know who are feminized, if you had to say, great one, of all the men you've ever known in your life, which one is the most like a woman? It would be him. He sits on everything to the last minute. He loves the drama. Oh my God, he's a drama queen. My God. Now, I've told you guys this before. I'll sit right there and he and I will watch something happen. Like it'll be just, I'm two dogs fucking, right? We'll go and he'll be telling the story to someone else. And it'll be like two dogs were fucking for 30 seconds. And he'll tell the story like there were 7 dogs and they had this big orgy in the parking lot. And it went on for like 15, 20 minutes and just all these dogs running around. There was one dog fucking another dog while it's fucking another dog. And I'm sitting there just looking at him. And it's like, dude, everything you're saying is made up. I know that everything you're saying is made up because I observed the same event. I have just stood there and listened to him just lie. Not even exaggerate. Just lie. He tells me, oh yeah, we have such and such. And I'm sitting there going, our company owns no such thing. We don't have this. You just stood right here and told a client your company owns a piece of equipment that your company doesn't fucking own. That is something women do for attention because they love drama, because they don't have self-awareness. Great one. What does any of this have to do with MGTOW? Hold on. I know. I told you. It's gonna be a podcast, all right? So anyhow, from backing up, all women want to believe that they are so desirable because they don't. You find me the fattest, ugliest woman, and she thinks men want to have sex with her because women want to be desired by men because they know that being desired by men is where their value comes from. Right, so all women go through their life thinking that there's all these men who want to rape them because these women are so sexually desirable that men will lose control of themselves. We will rape these women regardless of the consequences because, oh, you are just so sexually desirable that I can't control myself. When in fact, the number of women that any sane man would willingly rape is astronomically small. Are there women on the planet Earth that I would have sex with regardless of maybe some really bad consequences? Yeah, there's a couple. I don't know. I bet we could find 20 or 30 of them. Out of 3.5 billion. And this is the same. This is why women think that strangers want to kidnap their children. Because women want to think, my DNA, my spawn, my egg cells, my children are so desirable because they came from me, right? They're an extension of her. It's not the children, because they don't give a shit about the children themselves. We all know that. Right? Women, we've reached a point in our society, children are just spit out for the fun of it. Most women don't give a flying fuck about their children. But they think that there's all these men out there who want to kidnap their children and have sex with their children, because for these women, their children are an extension of them. And their children are so desired by all of these men because these women are so desired, right? This is all goes back into feeding the female ego, feeding her need for attention, feeding her existence, because without attention, she doesn't exist. Okay, so the feminist statist, she can't stop thinking about all the men who want to rape or kill her. She goes on YouTube and sings songs about it. All the men on earth want to kill me because I'm so amazing and I really need attention. Now the virgin toe can't stop thinking about all the women who want to divorce rape him. Because you see, when women go out gold digging, they're hunting for a victim, they're going to marry and take all their money. I mean, yeah, oh, they see you know, with the pimples on your face and your gut hanging over your belt line and your fucking Atari t-shirt and your unmatched socks. Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, women are real. Oh, I'm going to divorce rape him. He's obviously quality. I'm going to get a lot from that guy. It's the same thing. These virgin toes are like, yeah, man, women, they want me so much. There's all these women, they're gonna try to divorce rape me. They just wanna marry, they just wanna date me for my money. Oh, yeah. They're just gonna take advantage of me. If only you had something to take advantage of. If only you had something for a woman to take advantage of. Now you see, the MGTOW, the true MGTOW, the true man, the true outcome independent man who is doing what the fuck he feels like doing because it's what he wants to do and because he thinks it's the right thing to do. The true man doesn't really give a shit about other people in the sense that he doesn't care about other people in the context of, are other people giving me attention? The true man doesn't need outside attention, doesn't need to feel validation from the outside world. All the usual suspects, but let's look at me, for example, because I am the great one himself. You think I get any fucking validation from the people around me, a bunch of goddamn left-wing Obama-humping, Hillary Clinton ass-licking, Donald Trump hating. I mean, I get no validation for my political, social, economic, philosophical views from the people around me. None. Zero. I got the one friend, Rachel, who's kind of a Republican, but she'll tell me who she voted for. I'm pretty sure she voted for Hillary because, again, she's a woman. When it came down to it, she's not a Republican. She just doesn't like the Democrats. But when it comes down to it, she's got to go vagina because it's team woman. It's because women are herd animals. She had to go team vagina. And she knows that I will rip on her for going team vagina, which is why she hasn't come out and told me she voted team vagina. So the femistatist and the virgin toe are both looking for validation via the process of pretending that there is this group of people out there who is out to get them personally. Now, this isn't the kind of out to get them, as in the Nazis were out to get the Jews. Or like in the United States today, where the colored people, I'm sorry, persons of color are out to get white people. Okay, this is not a group thing where you're generalizing, where yes, there's some colored people who aren't out to get whitey. And there's some whiteys who are exempted from this because they're so cucked. All right. This is not a group thing. This is not a generalized thing. These are people, femistatists and virgin toes, are people who think that there is this massive group of people. In the example of the femistatist believes that all men want to rape her specifically, not rape all women, rape her. She personally cannot go outside her house because all 3.5 billion men, well, except for the Muslims, of course, because Islam is the religion of peace. So all 3.5 billion men on the planet Earth, minus the Muslims, all want to rape her personally. Right? The virgin toe is the same thing. Every woman in the United States, they're all like that. And they all want to divorce rape me. They all want my money. Every white woman in the United States wants my money. They're all after me personally. Okay. I gotta go refill my coffee cup or this is not gonna go well. Okay, I'm back. I should try to rein this in a little bit too, because I'm not even anywhere near the point that I want to make. Okay, second thing to understand. I think we did we beat that into the ground? Are we good? Okay, women need attention. That's why they think everyone wants to rape and kill them. Okay, virgin toes, they claim to be going their own way. They claim to be outcome independent. They're making this claim that they don't care what other people think. In fact, they vastly care what other people think. Virgin toes are just like women. They want attention. And that's why they create this shit in their minds about how every woman is out to get them. The true MGTOW, the legit MGTOW, doesn't walk around thinking everybody is out to get them. They just do their thing. The femistatist says that she is a strong, independent, she can do anything a man can do, and she's better than men, fish, bicycle. And then the femistatist says, but men are oppressing me, and the only way they can be successful and safe is if there's no men around. Right? That's why we have to have all these groups and clubs. I don't know about where you are. Here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, we got all kinds of, we got the girls who code, and we got the bicycle classes for women only, and you got your, you know, your yoga classes for women only. You got all this stuff. It's women only because women need a safe space, right? Women, they're equal to men. They can do anything we can do, right? They're just like us. But the only way they can function is if there's no men in their environment. Because if a man is in the environment with them, well, now they are oppressed, or they're not capable of functioning, or there's too much competition. Whatever it is, I don't really know what their excuses are. All I know is they need an environment that doesn't have any penis in it in order for them to function. Which is how we know they're not equal, because I can function in an environment with people who have penises. Women can't. Therefore, if women can't do something I can do, that means they're not equal to me. I don't know why that's so hard to understand for people, but it is. The virgin... Damn. Sorry, guys. Told you it's a rough one. The virgin toe... The virgin toe will tell you that women are dumb and they're lazy and they're greedy and they're evil and they're selfish and they've got cooties and they're going to divorce rape you and they're all like that and everything else. And of course, the virgin toe is better than women because, you know, women are inferior, blah, blah, blah. And then, of course, we find out that the virgin toes are being oppressed by women. And my gosh, the only way the virgin toe can be successful is if he excludes women from his life. I can't have any women anywhere around me because they're going to divorce rape me and they're going to report me to HR and they're going to give me cooties. In both cases, we've got people who are so socially inept that they cannot coexist in an environment with the opposite sex. Because there are opposite sexes, because there's two sexes. It's a binary. Two. And they're opposite of each other, male and female. Great, what about trannies? Don't know. We're not, no. Oh, man. Guys. All right, I can't go down that road. I can't. We were, there's an episode of The Dick Show where they start talking about trannies in the military. Oh, my God. I can't go down that road right now. But some good shit. Some good shit. All right, anyway, focus. Focus, great one. Here's the thing. So you're a man. You can go virgin toe and you can think that all women are out to get you. And you can be scared of them. And that is what it is to an extent. And look, there's nothing wrong with fear, with being scared to its proper degree. Right, too much courage is just as bad as too much fear. It's like if you're in the military and you're going into combat. If you're new to the podcast, the great one was in the military, which is why I'm allowed to have opinions about it. You know that whole thing where people say, well, you're not a woman, you can't have an opinion about abortion. Or, you know, what? For the most part, I'm like, no, it doesn't work that way. But like everyone else, I have my exceptions based on my own personal feelings. And the military is one of them. Whenever I hear some motherfucker who's never been in the military start mouthing off, say, for example, about trannies in the military. On The Dick Show, listening to a conversation between four people, none of whom have ever been in the military, talk about trannies in the military, I just want to reach through the fucking microphone and bitch slap the fuck out of all four of you. I don't know where I got six from. I was in about 6 inches. Shut up. Okay? Shut the fuck up. Just shut. Anyway, focus. Great one. How'd I get on military? See, I'm losing it. I'm totally losing it. I've totally derailed. My train of thought derailed. I don't know how I got there. Why was that relevant? Okay, here we go. Oh, too much courage. All right, look, when you're in the military and you're about to go into combat, you need to be a little bit afraid because that's what's going to keep you alive. That motherfucker who's like, yeah, I ain't afraid of nothing and I'm going to charge the enemy. It's like, whoa, you get way the fuck away from that guy. This John Wayne fucking charge the enemy shit. No. That is how you end up dead. You do none of that horse shit. You know, there's a time and a place for charging the enemy and fuck all the shit. You go through and you read some of these people who won the Medal of Honor and some of the shit they did. Okay, every once in a great while, there's a time for you to say, fuck it. right? And you throw it all out there because you got to save the lives of your fellow men. But before you even end combat, that motherfucker who's talking shit about charging the enemy and he's going to do this and he's gung-ho, no, you get as far away from his ass as you can, because he is going to attract a whole lot of attention in the form of bullets. So as a man, you go forth into our current social, political climate. Now, this is where we're getting to the payoff, finally. This is where the wisdom is coming. This is where you're going to want to start taking notes. You need to be a little bit afraid. Because yes, women can fuck you over. And remember, you don't even have to do anything. A woman you've never even seen in your life, much less talked to, much less touched, can just walk up, go to anybody, and say, he raped me. And they're going to believe her. She will absolutely be believed, no questions asked. Let me give you a story of how this relates to real world. If you've been around a while, you may remember I told a story about the crazy girl from Wyoming who is down here. She's in the hospital and she is homeless and she's trying to stay at my place and yada yada. It was this long story of insanity. Okay, so I guess I need to give you a little bit of a short version at least. So I knew her and she had stayed with me for a while before she went insane. And then she went back to Wyoming, and then she's down here, she's in a car wreck, she's in the hospital, she's being all nice to me, which I figured out, oh, I know what's going on, she has no place to live after she gets out of the hospital, which she didn't. So she's out of the hospital, and she's homeless, and the police are picking her up, which is odd, because you know what I've noticed here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins? There's all these homeless people. The police never pick up the homeless men and try to find a place for them to live. But you got this little 26-year-old girl who's kind of cute. Gosh, the cops sure did love taking care of her. Fucking professional beta males. I used to hate the police because I thought they arrested too many black people and they were trampling on my rights and all this other horseshit. You know why I hate the police now? Because they're professional beta males. They really are. They are paid to be beta males. Once again, if a woman tells a cop you raped her and you say you didn't rape her, whose side do you think the cop is going to take? So she's going to the cops are picking her up. She's telling the cops that she's staying with me. The cops are bringing her to my front door trying to get me to take her. I'm not doing it. Because here's the thing. She's insane. Not saying that as an insult, I'm saying that I've known this girl for years. I don't know if she did drugs or what, but she's gone. She's going over the deep end. So the cops show up on my doorstep with this chick, and they're like, she says she's staying with you. And I say to the police officer, yes, she's staying with me. Ooh. So I just told a representative of the government that this person is staying with me. So now this person's in my house. This girl then calls the police and says, the great one raped me, or the great one hit me. The police show up. Who do the police believe, me or her? Well, they believe her. She's 26, she's blonde, she's thin. I'm put in handcuffs, I go to the police station. She is now in possession of everything that I own. And it's that simple. It's that fucking simple for you as a man to lose everything you have. Poof, gone like that. Women, because there's a hole between their legs and because our entire justice which is a joke. Justice system, fucking joke. Our entire society, the government, the police, the judges, the courts, everything is geared towards coddling women and excluding women from having any responsibility for the fuck-ups in their lives and their mistakes. So when the virgin toes say that women can destroy your life, well, they're right. They're absolutely right. The difference, and when the femistatists say that men can rape you or kill you, they're right. The difference, though, between men and women is that men are agents, women are objects. Right? Women can't do anything about the fact that a man might rape them. That's why every time a woman starts talking about rape, the conversation always turns to what men have to do. Men have to change. Men have to protect women. Men have to pass laws. Men have to learn how not to rape, right? It's always men have to fix the problem for women, because women cannot do anything to prevent themselves from being raped or killed, because that would require agency. Virgin toes fall into the same trap with women. Virgin toes look unto women and they say women are dangerous. And yes, they are. Okay, you should have a healthy, you should have a moderate, you should have an, I hate the word appropriate. That's one of my trigger words. I'm sure everyone has some kind of words that set them off. And it's a long story, but the word appropriate. Whenever someone uses the word appropriate in a sentence to me, I just want to punch them in the face. No matter who it is, it has nothing to do with who they are. It's a response not to the person or even the idea they're presenting. It's just that word. That word right there just makes me fucking angry. Oh. The virgin toes are correct that women can destroy your life, and women will destroy your life, okay? Hashtag me too is nothing but old wall-hitting women that no man wants seeking attention through the action, through the process of destroying men. Women will destroy your life for attention, and they won't give a flying shit about you because they don't care. Once again, because women love to portray this thing about how they're the ones who are compassionate and caring and moral. We've been over all this before. They're not. Women are biologically incapable of morality. They don't know right from wrong. No woman can distinguish right from wrong because there's no reason throughout all of evolution they never had a need to do this. They don't have that ability. Again, I'm not speaking metaphorically. Okay, I'm telling you, men cannot biologically have babies because we don't have wombs. Okay, women cannot biologically distinguish right from wrong, good from evil. Their brain is not capable of making those distinctions because they've never needed to. You think I'm wrong? Great, I don't care what you think. I am not a fucking virgin toe or a femistatist. I'm not looking for validation right now. Okay, give me a sec. I gotta remember where I was and bring this home. Okay, yes. The virgin toes are correct in the sense that women can be dangerous, and thus one must approach them with the correct amount of fear and caution. Just like when you're going into combat, which is actually another really good analogy. I haven't even got to my brilliant analogy yet. We're only 40 minutes into this. I'll eventually get to it. Now, I also did an anarchy moment because I'm like, oh, I'm not going to do a full 52-minute episode of stating the obvious, and here I probably will at the rate we're going. I got to go. Actually, I got to be somewhere, so fuck, I'm running out of time. Always running out of time. If only everybody else could operate at the speed of Clary. But they can't. Could already have the shit from China if we operated at the speed of Clary, but no. Oh no, we can't fucking do that, can we? Great one. What's the speed of Clary? Go to captaincapitalism.blogspot.com. Look for a post entitled, is it the speed of Clary? I can't remember. Anyway, you'll find it. Oh, wait. Actually, Cappy's website doesn't have a search function. Use Google. Use Google to search the website, captaincapitalism.blogspot.com, for the speed of Clary. And you will understand what I'm talking about. Ever since I read that, I'm like, I'm driving down the road and the people in front of me are going really slow. And I'm like screaming, not that they can hear me, of course, but I'm screaming, hey, can we drive at the speed of Clary? Speed of Clary, guys, come on, guys. Fucking speed of fucking Clary, guys. That's like my new thing, screeching that at everyone. Trying to check out at the grocery store. You know, the old person's, I'm going to write a check. Okay, you can write a check, but could you start writing the check before the woman is finished? Okay, hey, come on, Grandma, write the check at the speed of Clary. Fuck. Anyway. Just like when you're going into combat, okay? If you have a whole lot of fear, if you're overwhelmed by fear, you're not going to be able to go into combat. You're not going to be able to face the enemy. And if you don't face the enemy, see, combat is a kind of a bad example, though, because there really are no rewards. Killing other people and shit. So it's a bad example from an anarcho-capitalist perspective. But if you're a coward and you can't go into combat, you're not going to get a Medal of Honor. Okay? But if you're too unafraid, if you're too courageous, you're going to get shot and you're not going to get a Medal of Honor. Or if you do get one, you're not going to be alive to enjoy it. Same thing with women's. Okay? You got to have a healthy amount of fear and respect for their ability, thanks to our society. Remember, women by themselves, it's the state that makes all of this possible. Let us welcome, my friends, to the Church of Anarcho-Capitalism. Let's talk about, and this is why I don't like the men's rights activist, because the men's rights activists have identified all of these legitimate problems. What's their solution? More laws. Because they're too fucking stupid to understand that the problem in the first place is laws. Okay? A woman by herself cannot divorce rape you, or put you in jail for rape, false accusations, ruin your reputation, ruin your career, anything else. The only reason women can do this is because the mainstream media, the government, the police force, the judicial system, because all of those things go along with her. Right? If there's me and there's a woman and there's nobody else and we get married and then we get divorced and she says, well, I want half of all your money, say, well, you want in one hand and shit in the other. See which one fills up first. That's what my grandmother would have said. The only reason a woman gets half your money when she divorces you is because the government, because without the government, who would build roads? Is because the government takes the money away from you by force, with violence, and gives it to her. So when all of you virgin toes are sitting around whining about how women are out to get you, just remember, okay, if you really think that, then maybe you should have a look at anarcho-capitalism. Maybe you should have a look at getting rid of the government. Because without the government to enforce the false rape accusations and the divorce rape and the subsidizing of abortions and like the California thing where the government's going to force companies to hire women and put them on their boards. Without government to enforce all of that, women can no longer ruin your lives. The only reason a woman can ruin your life by accusing you of rape is because of the government. That's it. If you take away the government, women have to fucking learn to behave themselves. They have to learn how to engage and interact with other humans peacefully and intelligently. Without to bail them out every time they fuck up, without the government to believe them anytime they lie, women would have to actually behave as if they were intelligent, rational, moral human beings. They would have to behave as if they were adults, which they are not, because as we learned from Frank Servi, women do not mature past high school. So one has to approach women with the recognition that they can destroy your life. And you got to have a little bit of fear, and you got to cover your bases. Coach Red Pill said in his one video, it was hilarious. He had the Zoom One audio recorder. He's like, you get an audio recorder and you record every conversation you have with a woman. And he said, hey, is this a burden? Yeah, but is it better than going to jail for being falsely accused of rape? Yeah, this is why I keep every text message, every email. I don't record my conversations with women yet, but any electronic communication, I keep it all, because you never know. You never know when some girl you thought was normal is going to accuse you of raping her because she needs attention. And any of them can do it. Okay? I'm not saying all of them will do it. Okay, let's make some distinctions here. I am not saying all women will falsely accuse a man of rape for attention. I am saying that any woman can falsely accuse a man of rape for attention. Any woman is capable of it. That includes your mom, your sister, your grandma, your daughter, your girlfriend, your wife. Any woman might do it. Not all of them will. But you, as a man, you have to be prepared for that. And that's why you have to tell the cops, no, she's not staying with me. When the cop knocks on your door with the little fucking homeless, you gotta just not open the door and you're not home. The phone rings, you don't answer the phone. You have nothing to do with this. You have to have systems in place. Okay, here we go. 47 minutes. 25 seconds into the podcast, let me give you the brilliance of the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society. He's been podcasting, 14 years is coming up. November the 1st, 14th anniversary, stating the obvious. Here we go. Hang on one second. Here we go. Oh, no, never mind. Such a fucking cock tease. Okay, yeah, I know about that. I know what you're saying. Great one. You're not supposed to have the email open, but I need to because shit's going on. Okay. Nuclear power. Knowledge of how to split the atom. Women are analogous to splitting the atom. Humans learned how to split men. Sorry, let's back up. White men learned how to split the atom. From there, we have two possibilities. We have atomic bombs, which do great destruction. We have nuclear power, which does great good, provides electricity and virtually no pollution, despite the things you hear from the global warming wackos who should all be exterminated. Now we know what happens when splitting the atom is not properly contained. Atomic bomb. When women are not properly contained, you get Anita Hill, Hillary Clinton, the chick who claimed that Judge K had sex with her when she was 15 but couldn't actually remember anything. you get single mothers. You get all of this, he raped me and divorce rape and all this other shit. That's all of what you get. When you have runaway splitting of atoms, you get mushroom clouds and devastation. When you have running away female behavior, you get everything you see around you right now. You get the things that the virgin toes are responding to. But again, the virgin toes' concerns are completely legitimate. Right? When the virgin toes says, look, women divorce rape men. Yes, absolutely. Now we take the splitting of the atom and we go the other way. We put proper containment measures in place. You can harness the power of splitting the atom and generate electricity, which is then utilized for massive amounts of good. Female behavior is exactly the same. With proper containment mechanisms, female behavior can be harnessed for the good. Now, say, okay, great one. What are these containment mechanisms? Well, how the fuck should I know? If I knew that. But I have some ideas. There's two levels of containment. Now, some of you would say, oh, great one, this is a bad analogy. Nuclear power, look at all the people who have died from nuclear power. Oh, yeah, all what? So, remember, in the entire history of nuclear power, we've had two accidents, Chernobyl and Three Mile Island. Three Mile Island, nothing happened because the containment system worked the way it was supposed to. Chernobyl, a bunch of people got radioactivized because communism is so wonderful. Okay, so you can have a containment system, but if your containment system sucks because it was built by a communist country that doesn't give a shit about human life, then it's not going to be a very good containment system. Containment systems on female behavior have to occur on at least three levels, two of which you have no control over. The first level is government. Our containment system on female behavior at the government level is non-existent. We're not going to spend another 20 minutes talking about how a woman can tell a police officer you raped her and the police officer will believe her. We're not going to spend another 20 minutes on how the woman can go in court and tell the judge you raped her and the judge and the jury will all believe her because vagina, even though she has no evidence whatsoever. Okay, we know this. Okay, the short version, guys, the containment system at the government level is non-existent. It's completely gone. The radioactivity is just spilling out. There also needs to be a containment system at, what am I going to call this? Because this particular branch just popped into my brain right now. The rest of this I've thought through a little bit. This I haven't. Capitalism? Market? Economic? I don't know exactly a good word for it yet. Here, let me explain it though. There needs to be a containment system within the operating of the free market, within the operating of businesses. Okay, because again, your corporations, your businesses, your companies. So you have your company. And for whatever reasons, there's a lot of reasons, let's try not to go too far into the weeds. the bigger your company gets, the more it's going to need to virtue signal. It's going to bring in women. It's going to, you know, do the empower the women shit. It's going to make the company regulations and stuff to protect the women, right? The company is going to stop, well, not stop, but part of the company is going to veer away from focusing on creating value for the customer and focus on how do we make women feel good? How do we give women attention within the confines of the company? How do we protect women from all the rapists? How do we give women special privileges? How do we create safe spaces for the women? How do we create jobs for women that they can do since they don't have any skills? So we need more people in HR. So all of this, and again, it's just radiation. It's radiation just spewing across the land. So the second part of the containment system is, and this is the way we can just put it briefly and succinctly, you already know where this is going, women shouldn't have jobs. I know some of you really hate to hear that. I don't understand why you don't understand this, okay? If you have an ounce of gold, it's worth a certain amount of money. But then, if all the gold in the world is 1 ounce, it's worth a certain amount of money. But if all the gold in the world is 2 ounces, well, now each little bit of gold is worth half as less, right? Yeah, this is why corporations and companies want women in the workplace. This is why they want to bring over fucking immigrants. The more people you get in the workforce, the more the wages go down. I don't know why this is so hard to understand. I know I didn't really explain it well right there with the gold analogy. I know I didn't, but I don't know why it's so hard to understand, okay? If you have 100 jobs and you have 90 potential workers, then the people who want to hire people have to compete for those 90 people, and they have to pay them more money. But if you have 100 jobs and you have 200 potential workers, those people are going to be so desperate for work that they'll pay you for a job. Not only does allowing women into the workplace destroy the job market and make everybody poorer, but also gives women this runaway, out of control, it enables their runaway out of control behavior. So we need the containment system on the government, which isn't going to happen. It's not. Men's rights activists, MRAs, I know you think you're going to pass laws to protect you. You're stupid as fuck. You're fucking stupid. Okay, the problems you've identified are legitimate. Your solutions are never going to happen because your solutions all revolve around the government doing something to protect you, and it's not going to happen. The government is firmly controlled by women. For women. You need a containment system on the government. Doesn't exist. Not going to happen. You need a containment system on the economic sphere. On the free market sphere. On the exchange of goods and services sphere. Okay? Not going to happen. Because the government will force companies to hire women. And the companies will create safe spaces for the women. The final containment system is your personal containment system. It's the only thing you can rely on because it's the only thing you directly control. You have to have a containment system in dealing with women. Now, what all is in that containment system, I don't know. I don't have a checklist. But here's some things that are in it. Number one, screening. Screen women. Screen, screen, screen. Ask them tough questions. Don't coddle them. You know, say things to them like when I'm out with Lucy and I explain to Lucy why women lie all the time because they are herd animals and blah, 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 blah. I said this right to her face. She changed the subject. We're fine. Screen. You have to screen. Do you record your conversations? Do you keep all your emails? Do you keep all your text? That's part of your containment system. Yeah. Do you do like Mike Pence and never be alone with a woman in a room? I mean, that's part, at work, certainly that's part of your containment system. I mean, when I worked at CSU, if I had to sit down and have a session with a female employee of mine, like performance evaluation or rendering an ass chewing because I had to give a corrective action and they fucked up, I always had a woman in there with me who had nothing to do with either of us job-wise, but I always had a witness in the room. If I'm going in an office at work with a woman and closing the door, there's going to be another woman in there to serve as a witness in case she accuses me of rape. That's part of your containment system. So should you exclude women from your life because women can potentially destroy your life? No. But you should have a healthy fear and respect of what they can do to your life, and you need to work on your containment system. Just like building a nuclear power plant, you don't throw away the splitting of the atom because it can make a mushroom cloud and turn cities into glass. Okay? That's what the virgin toes are doing. The virgin toes see the destructive power of female behavior, and so they just want to isolate themselves from it completely. They don't see the good sides of female behavior, which again is the part where they're cute and cuddly. Great one. No, they are. Girls can be cute and cuddly. Yeah, some of them are dumb. I'm not going to talk up the virtues of what women can be if they're not raging femistatist, because if you don't know, I'm not going to convince you. Okay, but look. You know, and the kids, you know, find out, do you want to have kids? If she wants to have kids, be careful. Okay, there you go. Containment system. Birth control. Vasectomy. Use the rubber anyway, because we've talked about the venereal diseases, especially among the young ones. If you're like me and you're going after 19, 20, 21-year-old girls, because that's your thing. Dude, the diseases are running wild because they're a bunch of whores, because there's no limits, there's no containment system on their behavior. There's also, yeah, and I don't know what else. There's plenty more things in this containment system, but you don't, just like with nuclear power, we're splitting the atom. You don't just throw splitting the atom away because it can make a mushroom cloud. How can you harness and contain the splitting of the atom to create better things, to create electricity, which can then go forth to create all this other stuff? Same thing with chicks. You got to have a containment system. You don't want to exclude women from your life because women, once again, women are pretty fucking amazing. They're nice. They're one of the best things out there. And guys, look, it's not the fault of women that they are in this environment where they are allowed to just run wild and accuse people of rape and need safe spaces and all this other shit. You can't, it's like I've said before, if you're a man and you take a woman out and you buy her a bunch of stuff and spend a bunch of money on her and she never has sex with you and you keep buying her stuff and she still never has sex with you, I mean, I can't really blame her for letting you spend money on her without her having sex with you. If you're dumb enough to do that, well, guess what? Maybe she should be taking advantage of you. And because women are driven by their own survival, right? A woman's purpose in being alive is to keep being alive. That overrides everything else because women create the babies. Even the baby, if it comes down to the baby or the mother, she's going to let the kid die because she can make another baby. Right? A woman's number one priority in life, and this, I'm not saying she, for those of you who are stupid, I'm not saying she's evil. I'm saying this is her biological priority, is herself, her own self-preservation. And so when you put women in 2018 United States of America, where there's no control on their behavior, where everything in our society is geared to protecting women from experiencing the slightest amount of discomfort, when you put them in that environment and they run wild and they start running, getting on YouTube singing songs about how every man on the planet Earth, except for the Muslims, wants to rape and kill them, you kind of can't blame them, because they're at the point they could do virtually anything, and they have to do more and more and more outlandish things and make more and more outlandish accusations about how they were raped and all this other shit in order to get attention, because they need attention, because attention is how they get resources. Getting resources is how they continue to live. Why am I the only person who can see this? It's right there in front of you. And keep in mind, no matter how good your containment system is, you can always fail. It can always, there's always the possibility, no matter how good, that you're going to have a radiation leak. Have a contingency plan for that. Also, part of your containment system may be never getting married, not actually married. Maybe you have a long-term girlfriend. Oh yeah, we're talking about birth control also. Yep, the birth control, the diseases. Controlling for all of that. Remember, you don't trust the woman to do the birth control thing. Women can't remember to take their fucking pills. You never trust a woman with the control of the birth. Okay, women are objects, not agents. Objects cannot control things. This is why women accidentally get pregnant. No matter how good your containment system is, there's always the possibility your containment system is going to fail. And that's why you've got to have your bug out plan. Is your bug out plan, you know, money stashed away she doesn't know about? Yeah, I don't know. I don't have a checklist here for you. You need to think about all this stuff. As an example of this, and in this sense, I'm a little happy I didn't do this podcast on Friday, because I would not have known what I know now. I popped over to, what is today? 20, I'm looking at a calendar here, hang on. Saturday, okay. So on Saturday, go over to Adam Pigott's website, and he's got an article up here called The Ex-Good Wife. And I thought, oh, wonder what this is gonna be about, The Ex-Good Wife. The good wife must have, I don't know, because they're renovating the house. I'm like, oh, the good wife spent too much money on the kitchen, because Adam and I were talking about renovating the kitchen in the last episode of The Greasy Pole. And I'm like, oh, the good wife, she spent too much money on the kitchen, and now she's in the doghouse, and Adam's, you know, cranky or whatever. So I read the post, and I'm like, oh, I got home, and my wife had packed her stuff in the car, and she's leaving and stuff. And I'm going through, and I get to the end of the post, and I'm like, hold on, I missed the punchline. Because this is a funny, this is a joke, right? I mean, Adam's making some sort of point. I go back and I read it again. I'm like, wait a minute, he's fucking serious. I think he's serious. I don't think this is a joke. I think Adam is really telling me that his wife has just left him. And the next day, he's got another post, The Great Danger of Losing Your Frame Overseas, where he talks about what he thinks contributed to the ex-good wife leaving him. And I'm like, holy shit, this isn't a joke. I don't think this is a joke. I think he's dead serious. And the point here is, this is Adam Pigott. I mean, he's a pretty manly fucking guy. He's not a soy boy. He is a man of accomplishment. He's traveled the world. He's done shit. He's got people skills. He speaks multiple languages. He's written books. They've been married for 10 years. 10 years he and the good wife were married. 10 fucking years. And my point, he had what looked like, and I don't say even looked like, he had a pretty goddamn good containment system. Okay, he didn't just marry the first woman who showed up. He, as far as I know, he didn't knock her up and make kids. You know, he had standards. He has accomplishments. He has intelligence. I mean, it's Adam Piggott. He's got a containment system. And he had a breach. So once again, guys, you gotta have a healthy respect for the ability of a woman to ruin your life. And you can choose how to respond to that. You can be an MRA, and you can sit around and wait for the government to protect you, which it translates into dying a virgin. Or you can be a virgin toe and you can separate yourself from women and die a virgin. Or you can be a man and you can do your utmost to create the best containment system you can come up with. And while you're creating and implementing that containment system, you can be putting together your bug out plan. And that's the path to the most sane relationship, both platonic and sexual, with women that you will be able to have in our current society and civilization.